Going okay, morning everybody. At first, I just want to apologize about last week. I'm sorry, I just no excuses, but just team forgot about the vibe. Sorry, I'm very sorry, mama. It's totally unacceptable, but I apologize. Okay, so yeah, we have to do some. I think we have to mute that. Let's just go over what we've done up to now. It's been 2 weeks, and as you know yourself, this is hard to hold, yeah. So we'll start. I'm on Daf Chaf. We'll start on paragraph base at the bottom. We'll do that again. We started it 2 weeks ago, but I'm going to do it again. He himself summarizes essentially what we've done up to now. So I'm going to rely on him to do the summary. Whatever gaps need to be filled, we'll fill. So he starts off like this. He says, "Ulezeh Shabbos Nikra Makor Brachos." That's Shabbos. Just remember, we're in the chapter in Perek Beis. It's called Shabbos Hamalka. "Ulezeh Shabbos Nikra Makor Brachos V'Adovu Hu Kepshutei Mamash." You know what? Just 1 second. No, I want to go back a little bit before that, just to get the summary here. Let's just do it briefly like this, and if we need more, we'll pick up more. We said there's two aspects of Malchus. The first aspect of Malchus is that it takes from potential to actualization, that which is there. We use our marshal that we started with, a good marshal. It's always good to go back to that marshal, the marshal of the chasana. Everything's there. The bread rolls, the hummus, the band, the music, the tablecloth, the flowers, the balloons, akolakol sham. But it's still meaningless. If the chosen doesn't come, that whole event becomes like flat coke. There's a law and mashmut bezeh. Malchus actualizes that, it activates that, makes that a simchas mitzvah. That becomes all those things that are there get activated, get actualized. That's taking from koyach to poil. Taking what is in potential and allowing it to get actualized. That's the first thing that Malchus does. The second thing that Malchus does is it brings something from above down into this area, into this world. It adds something more that wasn't there to start with. For example, back to the Chosana. Everything that was there, so it was there, but it wasn't actualized. It was there in potential, but it wasn't actualized yet. The Lachmania, the bread roll, was a bread roll. It was a piece of bread. When the chosen comes in, that bread roll is no longer a bread roll anymore. It's still a bread roll, but it's now Suda's mitzvah. It's a different kind of bread roll. When you're eating the bread roll, when the chosen's there, you're at a Suda's mitzvah. You're at a chasen. If the chosen wouldn't arrive, you'd eat the bread roll. It would be just to fill your hunger. It wouldn't have the, but it's there, but it gets actualized. Not something new. It's just what was there already in potential got actualized. But there's something else that comes to a chasana when the chosana arrives, something that wasn't there before, the chosana, the simchas achosana. That comes from outside into the system. So those were the two things we spoke about. We expanded on that a little bit. The two aspects of what Malchus does. Malchus in and of itself is less lamigami klum. It doesn't have anything of its own. It allows other things to happen. It creates and causes. We'll see even more. It's the pathway for other things, but it itself has nothing of its own. That's essentially what we've put into place over the last few weeks. Okay, and then I'll read the last paragraph here from paragraph Aleph, and he ties us together like this. The two loshons we say vayichul hashamayim v'aretz v'cholam vayishbois b'yom hashvi'i. The Yachal, he completed the Yishbois, he ceased. Hamuskorim bepashas vayichulu. The Yachal hu akovet shemayim hamitgale umishtalem betoicha oilam atzmoi. The Yachal is the kovet shemayim that gets revealed in the world itself. Vayanu v'yachal, sha'oilam nase kolu b'yoifiv. It becomes completed with a beauty. Aval in the Yishbois, who giloi kovet shemayim yoisim imenu harba. Vayishbois is a gilu of kovet shemayim much greater than what was yar already. Shadarabba, ha'olam ha'maloi shoiv simu b'taylim. Adarabba, the world is completely shavos v'bottle, nullified. Uma'ata she'ein shum dovo, now that there's nothing, v'meile yesh rak yichudu yisparach b'neroisof. Now all that's left is the einoid milvado. Now there's just all you see is Hashem. That's a completely different understanding of what's called kovod shamayim. When everything's said and done, when everything's finished and nullified, then all that's left is him. Shabbos. That's what's called Shabbos. We'll pick that up again, the name. We'll see what the name is very critical, yeah? Shamashmois haimuchedes. Va'amukas shel Shabbos hidafkezeh. That's the mashmois, the depths of what Shabbos, the name means. Shakol shoivas. Everything is shoivas. V'nishah ha'kovet shamayim ba'atzmusay v'tekufusay b'lo mechitzas ha'masekes. All that's left when everything is shoivas is anoichi. We saw that by right in the beginning. We saw that idea by Matan Torah. It says by Matan Torah, everything kept quiet. The birds didn't chirp. The donkeys didn't bray. The water didn't flow. There was nothing. Everything was shevet. Everything kept quiet. And in that silence, you heard Anoichi. So we said the normal pshat people think is everybody kept quiet to give Hashem a chance to talk. Hashem's coming to speak, so you keep quiet. He said that's not the pshat. The pshat is because everything kept quiet, mameli you heard the Anoichi. In other words, the world is always screaming Anoichi. The Kovet Shemaim is always there. But it's just not Megale, it's not revealed until you get out the way. You have to be silent. When you're silent, then you can hear what the world's trying to tell you. When there's too much background noise, you don't hear anything. Shabbos is Shoivas. I'm Shoivas. When you Shoivas, then you can hear what the world's trying to tell you. Then you can hear the Anoichi. I was in New York. Can't remember, a few months, a year after the Twin Towers. So the person I was with took me past to see, you know, the big event, to go look at whatever. I was standing there and I was thinking to myself, how much noise that must have made. I don't know, I was thinking like that, but I just thought to myself this thought, like, wow, that whole thing coming crashing down, how much noise it must have made. Surely people heard Hashem telling them something. And then I realized in America, there's so much background noise, they probably didn't even hear the Twin Towers falling down. And Loki blew it, they didn't get the message. They didn't get it. A year later, it was like life was just back to normal. How come they didn't hear it? It must have been very, very loud. The message that Hashem sent when he knocked down the Twin Towers was enormously loud. Yeah, but when there's too much background noise, then you don't hear nothing. You just don't hear it because there's so much background noise. That's our lives. You're running around so busy doing stuff, you don't hear the Anoichi Hashem Elokecho. So that's what happens. When you shave us, then mamele you hear the Kovet Shemaim. But it's a different Kovet Shemaim from the one that's here already that's just being revealed through the Shabbos. We can expand on this, take this further, develop this. Why that has to dafka be through Shabbos, it can't be through other things. Okay, we're right at the beginning of the Sefer. We're on the Daf Chaf. On page 20, and this goes all the way through to the 150s. So as we sit around the big, I'll just remind you, we learn here with a lot of patience. Yeah, you need lots of patience. Barim kasher, and yeah, you have to take one small step at a time. Okay, so just because of the break we had, we lost a bit of momentum. I just wanted to revise what we dealt with. Okay, now I'm starting base. We did this already, but we can do it again. I'm sure nobody will be bored. I don't know if we'll even remember having done it, but let's try. We know Shabbos is called Makor HaBrocha. It's the source of all Brocha. That's Shabbos. Yeah. That's what it means. He puts a mayan, a spring, a well, in the middle of his garden. From there, he irrigates his entire field, his entire garden. So Hashem established Shabbos. Liyos Mayan u'makor brochos l'kol shefa brocha chaim u'kedusha bo'ilam. That is the central source of all the flow of blessing of life and kedusha that comes into the world. It comes from Shabbos, everything. Sheva Yom HaShvi Mizmale Oilam, because on Yom HaShvi, the world is full, b'tchol chiyusa likra sheshes hayamim sheyavo. All the life force, all the life of the 6 days that are coming, comes out of the Shabbos before. V'kol ma shetimtza achakach, everything you find afterwards, mikoyach haShabbos hu nimtza. Whatever you find on Yom Rishon, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, that all came out of Shabbos. Whatever that means. Those are the words. Umashma is that the Shabbos hi makol lekol kedusha v'shefa. It's mashma from this, that Shabbos is the source of all kedusha and shefa in the world. Aval be'emes haShabbos einu ha-makol l'shum dover. Wow. But really, Shabbos isn't the source of anything. No, it's not. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha-makol l'kol. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's the source of everything. Umahu im kein inyan haShabbos, and what's Shabbos? We need Shabbos then. There's off Shabbos, and I'll just go to Hashem. Well, what do I need Shabbos for? Shabbos is not the makor of the bracha. So who needs Shabbos? Hashem is the makor of the bracha. Umahu im kein inyan Shabbos. Shebeyoyim ze yoytzes lepoil shlitas haKadosh Baruch Hu vashos shchinasoi. Because on Shabbos, what gets megala, what gets revealed, is Hashem's rulership, and He's hashros shchina. VaShabbos atzma mahi hashah shedal kabo lanu kedusha service barach. What is Shabbos then? Shabbos is the gate. It's the conduit that allows the kedusha of Hashem to come into the world. Of course, it doesn't allow, it doesn't give Hashem permission. It means that's how he set up the system, that he's Hashor Shechina, he's Kedusha, what he brings into the world, the Brocha, that he's the Makor of, comes via Shabbos. Zu mitziyosu shel HaShabbos, Hasha levo Shechinosius Baruch El Toich Olamayinu. Shabbos is the gate where the Shechina is Baruch comes into our world. There's the Shechina, which is not a part of our world, the Lord Zelochelek me our world, but it gets revealed in our world. What's the mechanism that allows it to be revealed in this world? Shabbos. And what's being revealed there is exactly what's there. There's a very important principle to remember. Whenever you learn sugyas like this, very choshuv to remember. There's something that's hidden, and there's something that's revealed. The thing that gets revealed is exactly the same as the thing that was hidden. Not something else. The Hashor Shechina, this Kedusha, this Brocha, this Shefa, this what he calls Hashor Shechina, whatever those, all those different things are, that are hidden, they're not here. You don't see them here. Yeah. Remember, Tzimtzum doesn't mean it goes away. It just means it's hidden. It's here, but it's hidden. When it reveals itself, what's really revealing itself is exactly what was hidden. Zelo mashu acher. Yeah. The sunlight, the sun rays that we feel, yeah, that warm us up, that if you got too close there, you'd get frazzled. It's the same sun, the same light. It's not a different sun. A little sunbeam that comes through your window on a winter afternoon and warms up your couch. That's exactly the same sun that's up there that if you got too close, you'd get frazzled. It's not something else. It's the same thing. So too, yeah, when we talk about the Shechina being revealed, And via, through Shabbos gets revealed the Shechina. That's the Shechina that's hidden. It gets revealed. It's the same thing. But it's important to remember that people get muddled up with that and causes problems later. You think there's something else. There's this Kedusha, it's high up there, but when it comes in here, somehow it becomes Gashmis. It's not the same thing. No, it's exactly the same thing. Same thing. Exactly what is up there is down here when it gets revealed. Okay. That's not a subject now, but it's just important to have that in mind when you're dealing with these kind of subjects. Okay, so we just learned something very important now, that it's not that Shabbos is the makor of the brocha, but we say it's the makor of the brocha. When we say Shabbos is makor brocha, it's Loshon Chazal. I didn't make up that Loshon. What does it mean it's the makor of the brocha? It's the makor that allows the brocha to come into the world. It's the gateway through which Hashem, who is the makor of everything, is Megali himself through the world, comes through Shabbos Dafka. We have to understand what that means. Just, those are the words. We have to build on that. Bezrat Hashem. Okay. V'amru Chazal says in the Zohar Kodesh, Shabbos Shmoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need the Zohar to come along and tell you that Shabbos, that's the name of Hashem. What does that mean? V'hine. Mahut inyan shel shem. What's the essence of what does it mean, name? What's a name? Mufusam b'kadmoinim, already in early Sforim, shu eched mahakinuyim shel midas hamalchus. The concept of a name. What's a name? You have a name. Yeah, you got a name. I got a name. But said I got a name. Yeah, you need to know where to send the letters to. You have a name. Yeah. What's the essence in machshava? What's a name? It's an aspect of midas hamalchus. What's that got to do with anything? Baruch shem kevoid malchusoy. They're all three words all four words in the same sentence. Baruch, that's brocha. Malchus is the makor of brocha, allows brocha to come into the world. Shem, which we just said is malchus. Kovod, which is always malchus, kovod shemayim, and malchus. There you have it. There's all the four words. Mamash, baruch shem kevod malchus. So they're all in one sentence. The Rainian Hashem, Chagon Ruvain, Shimon, there were guys, name's Ruvain, yeah? Well, the Emesim, Ruvain Ayada Levadoi, the Midbar, Loyal Shum Inyan Al Shem. If Ruvain lived on his own in some deserted island, yeah, he would need a name. What would he need a name for? He needs a name. When he wants to get his attention, he needs a name. If he didn't know what his name was, he wouldn't be able to get hold of himself. No, for sure not. I don't need my name. What do I need my name for? If I want to get hold of myself, I know how to get hold of myself. You know what I'm saying? I don't send myself emails. You need your name because via your name, other people get to know who you are. Other people can get your attention. That means a name gives other people an opportunity to get to know you, to recognize you, to know, oh, there's Menashe. Oh, you can't say, there's what's his name. There's what's his name. You don't know what his name is. That's the problem with what's his name. When you say, there's what's his name, you're asking what's his name because I don't have a name. I can't tell you who he is. Ulo Nikar. I have a name. Oh, there he is. It's a handle. You've got a grip on the person now. The name reveals who he is. And what is the Baal Hashem, who the owner of this name? Who is he? What is he? The name itself is nothing. What's the name? There's an klum on its own. It's just that which megales who the person is. Well, that's exactly what Malchus is, no? Do you see that? Beautiful. A name is nothing. Nothing. It has no mashmois on its own. You're living on a desert island. You can call yourself Bufuftik if you want. It doesn't make any difference. A name doesn't have any mashmois. But what a name does is it's magalas who you are to others. It's a vehicle, a vessel that enables me to recognize the person who has that name. So we say Shabbos is Shmoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is the name of Hashem. Oh, so let's see how we apply that now. The name says Shabbos is Mamash Shmoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is Mamash Hashem's name. Hainu be'emtzius Shabbos Kodesh Makirim Es Hashem Yisbarach. Through Shabbos Kodesh, the name, but also the mohus, what Shabbos is, you recognize Hashem. Hashem's revealed to you. Now that you have the name, you have what to hold on to. You call out to Hashem. You understand Shabbos is being Megala Hashem, the Makor of Brocha. As now you have the opportunity to call out to him, to get close to him, to recognize his godless, his awesomeness. Each person, according to his levels, he's whatever is important to him. That's exactly what the Mahus of Shabbos is. It's a day where you are more able, or you're able, to recognize the reality of the world, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is everything. It means Ein Oid Milvado is always a reality. There's never a moment where it's not Ein Oid Milvado. But we don't always realize that. We don't always recognize it. We're not always resonating with that. On Shabbos, there is nothing else. So all that's left is Noed Milvado. And now you have an opportunity to really connect to it. We'll speak about that. We'll flesh it out more. But that's the Yesodia. That's what it means, that Shabbos is Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same as your name gives others an opportunity to recognize you, to get to know you, to get close to you. So too, Shabbos, which is the name of Hashem, not that we call Hashem Shabbos. Shem is that which megalas what's behind the shame. That's what Shabbos does. It's megala Hashem. That's all. That's all. Uboifen, Shema Shano Eimrim Shah Shabbos Himakor Lakol. That which we say that Shabbos is the source of everything. Lo shehi be'etzem ha-makor. Not that that's the etzem makor. Ela Shabbos hi ha-shah li'kanes lifnei Hashem. There's a gate here. So Shabbos is a gate where we can go in and enter into Hashem's world. Hashem is barach hu makor ha-kol. He's the makor ha-kol. So the gate works both ways. That's what he seems to be saying. He says, because Shabbos is the Shah where we go into Hashem, but we also said above that Shabbos is the gate that brings the Shechina into the world. Once you open up a gate, it goes both ways. There's not one of these gates that have got those, like, you know, those big nails down on the floor. You can only go out. If you go in, you rip your tires. And that's a one-way gate. No. Shabbos is a two-way gate. It allows the Shechina to come here and we're able to connect to that, but it enables us to go through the gate and also realize and recognize and perceive the reality the way it really is that Hashem is the core of everything. What's the depth? What's the otzum, the power of this name of Hashem, of Shabbos? So Hashem, we understand. You can't think about Hashem. We can't grasp him. We can't hold on to him. We have no way of perceiving Hashem. You can't grasp Hashem. You can't define him. Define Hashem for me. Well, you know, define. You can't. Infinite. That's about as much as you can say. Okay, we'll start. I don't even have time to play this properly. There are two ways to define something, yeah? Positively, tell me what the thing is. And when you tell me what the thing is, and you find what it is, then I know what it is. I have the thing. I understand it, and I know what it is. I can prove to you something negative. I can prove to you that it couldn't be any other way. I can prove to you that Hashem, there has to be Hashem because the world couldn't have created itself. I'm not going to the proofs, but I'm just saying there, right? So now you know there's Hashem for sure because there couldn't be anything else. That's a negative way of proving something. When you prove something negatively, you don't really know what the thing is. You still don't know what it is. You know that it has to be there. There must be. If every day you go to your front door, someone slipped a check under your door. Yeah, you don't know what it is. You've never seen the person, anything about it. So you understand that somebody's putting a check under your door. How do you know? Well, it didn't come there by itself. So you've defined what's happening here negatively. It's a negative definition. So you know someone's putting it, but you know who it is, you know what's happening, you know what's happening. You just know there couldn't be anything else. It's a process of elimination. You've proved what you want to prove by process of elimination. But you can prove something positively as well. You can define exactly what the thing is, then you know what it is. When it comes to Kosh Baruch, you can't define Hashem positively. I can explain how you do what that means to define something shlili, but when you define something shlili, you still don't have the thing. But let's see what this means. Our Ika understanding of Hashem is derech the shlili, the negative. Not meaning bad, just meaning you can't define it positive, you define it negatively. Ein gvura kugvurosoi. There's no strength like his strength. Ein chokhma kachokhmosoi. There's no wisdom like his wisdom. Mibli shenayda mahi gvuroso mahi chokhmoso. You still don't know what his gvura is, what his chokhma is. You just know whatever you know about chokhma and gvura. That's not Hashem. He's a more, something else. V'im kain kol ha-shemes ha-machanim kvoidis barach b'derech ha-chiyuvi. All the names of Hashem that describe him in a positive way. Kagon Kael. What's Kael? Ha-moir el-choizek v'oitzmas ha-chesed. That's a revelation of Hashem's awesome chesed. O Elokim, Hamoira Lasias Din Veseida Ba'ilam. Elokim, that's the name of Hashem that does Din and Seder and puts everything into place. Hara Ezem Hashmois Yesh L'Shem Shebishvileinu L'Umas HaKovet Shel Maila. Sorry, Hara Ezem Hashmois Yesh L'Shem Shebishvileinu L'Umas HaKovet Shel Maila. That each name has a mashmois of what the higher covet is being revealed here. Aval Shabbos Hikinei B'Derech HaShlili. Shabbos is not like that. Elokim is Hashem of Hashem? Yeah. What does it mean? Din. Seder. Organizing. Putting things into boundaries. Things have limitations. That's what din is, right? So it's a positive thing. You see the thing manifesting. Yeah? Apples don't grow on peach trees. Yeah, because there's seder in the world. There's din in the world. You take seeds from a watermelon, you plant it in the ground, and you grow, apples. No, that's Elohim. You see, it's positive. You see the din, the seder in the world. Shabbos, though, that's not the definition. It's the shlili definition. Why? Shakol shayvas, ve'ein shum dover chutz mikvedis parach. Because what Shabbos does is it just nullifies everything. And then all you left with is what was there in the first place, is Hashem. Harei shekinui ze hidavuk l'shem hamiyuchad yisparach. Kinu l'kovet shemayin shebishvileinu ba'ifana l'maod l'fi inyan olameinu. Okay, I don't exactly know what this means. He's talking about the Shem HaMefirash, the Shem HaMeyuchad Yisparach. It's a kinu l'kovet shemayin that is for us way, way above our world. They don't know what he means, but the bottom line is his Shabbos works in a shlili way. It doesn't tell you what the thing is. All it does is it takes away the problems that you're having, the barriers that prevent you from seeing the reality. And mainly you see the reality, but Shabbos itself is a negative aspect. It works in a negative way. It just mevatels the interferences. It doesn't tell you what the thing is. Okay, this last little bit, I don't know what he's talking about. Baruch Hashem, we found one line we don't understand. That's not fair, 22 pages. Truth is, I don't think we've understood anything yet. That's not the goal. The goal is to just become familiar, as I said, mitasek with things you can't understand. That's the lotion of the Nefesh HaChaim there. Anachnu mitaskim bedvarim she'ev shalavim. Then why do you deal with them? Because the Nefesh HaChaim used that lotion, remember? He said you shouldn't deal with them yaisem midai. You shouldn't deal with these things more than, not too much. He's telling you, you have to deal with them. Just not too much. You should have told us to not deal with them. You can't understand it. No. You're allowed to learn things that you can't understand, but you'll never understand them. That's right. So don't pick it up. You'll burn your hands. That's the coal, remember? Okay, just reminding myself where we're standing here. When I see things like this, and you load them all sort things, mamash don't know what to do with that. Okay. Tov. V'inei chazal amru b'shabbos, dekula alma b'shabbos nitna Torah l'Yisrael. Everybody holds that the Torah was given on Shabbos. U'b'pashtes mivinim shegam ha-Torah atzmo yoynekes mikedusha Shabbos. Okay, this we'll have to stop. This is a big sugya. What's more important, Shabbos or Torah? If you don't have Torah, you don't have Shabbos. Yeah, but it seems that Shabbos is more chashuv than Torah. So we'll see. We'll have to play with that a little bit. I don't want to go into that now. And then Perigimel, we start some very geshmaka stuff, very powerful stuff. You'll be able to use it in your day-to-day life as well. So I just understand about Shabbos. Okay, sorry, the break there wasn't very good for us. Lost a bit of momentum. It's hard to retrain the brain when the brain's dealing with all other stuff to come to these kind of things. It takes a while. Mitzvah will carry on tomorrow, next Friday. We'll pick up the momentum again. It was going very nicely, I think. I hope so. You guys came back, so it wouldn't be too bad. But the 2-week break, lo yatov. You can't miss Shabbos. You miss one Shabbos. Anyway, Bezrat Hashem, take care of yourselves. Look after yourselves. Have a good Shabbos.
And Shabbos.
We'll meet back Sunday again. We'll be back, not in Eish Kodesh. It's all on Zoom. Pashtus for now. I don't see anybody coming to the Beis Midrash. Anybody's going to be coming to the Beis Midrash? Uzi, you for sure not coming to the Beis Midrash.
I was hoping.
So come, bring the South African mutation with you and come, Kavaldik. You guys are troublemakers. If you do come, just bring Boltong, okay? I'm almost cold turkey badly. Anyway.
Always.
All right, Rabbi.
Have a good Shabbos, Rav Shea. Thank you.
Take good care. Mitz Hashem, we'll see you all soon again. Eli, when are you having your second shot?
Next week, about 6 days from now.
Oh, okay, very good. Okay, so in about 2 weeks, we'll be able to see each other, give each other a hug. I'm having mine also in 10 days, less than 10 days, like 8 days.
Forward. We should be well.
Oh, man, look after yourself in the meantime. They just announced today that if you, God forbid, get corona between the first one and the second one, you don't get the second one.
I know.
So, bite the bullet.
Right.
Okay. Sei gesund. Take good care.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.